Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm reading Chandler Rome's article in The Athletic this morning. The headline is, for the first time in over a decade, the Astros have a hole at second base. Yesterday, Joe Espada said, it was asked about his arm, about Altuve's arm in left field, and he said, he's got a good arm. I don't know what you're talking about, okay? Jose Altuve, his arm is fine. It's plenty. So he's going to be okay. The rationale for the organization is the declining second base metrics of Jose Altuve, and especially when you got ground ball pitchers on the mound like Fromber.
Dude, are you getting it? The irony certainly sinks in with you right away, right? They're talking about declining metrics. The team that signed Abreu, like that is funny to you, right?
I'm gonna let go. I mean, teams make mistakes. They made a mistake. They made a mistake. But I guess they obviously have a lot more information than we do, but in right after the season ended, they were like, Jose, how about a move to left field? Because apparently it's just not good enough. I with my human eyes, I don't think I saw him that. I didn't think he was that bad at second base. Did you?
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm sure there's data. I'm sure there's data points that they have.
Balls he's not getting to.
I'm sure they're not saying it. But is he better in left field?
Well, I don't know. He's going to be working there. I mean, I think we just got to come to the realization that this is happening. But when you're replacing, see, I think it's going to be Dubon that's going to be playing almost every day. Dubon is a gold glove utility player. Dubon is a really, really good finger. Maybe they do know what they're doing here, in that they're going to be better in the infield, and they're not great in left field anyway. When Yordan is playing, anybody that you put out there, it's not as difficult a position to play left field, but you're going to improve that much at second base especially with some ground ball pitchers in the rotation, it's going to make a difference.
Maybe. I'm sure you get more attempts at second base and you're involved in more with cutoffs. I mean, you're involved more at second base than you are in left field. And maybe the thought will be, look, we'll play him at home, or we have a shallow left field. There's not as much ground to cover. Now, I will say, he better take a boatload of fungo shots off the walls, learn all the tricky kicks, because we've seen it over the years. There is some funky stuff that goes on down in left field and left center field with the construct of that stadium.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to be ready for that as well. And we have to see how high that little guy can jump up on that, up on the scoreboard. Can he get up there?
I don't know that he's going to be jumping all that high. I just, there might be a ball or two we got one. Altuve has one of the best fielding percentage among active players. Yes, but that's on balls that he gets to, as opposed to some balls that he might not be getting to anymore, right? I mean, that definitely plays into you, what kind of fielder that you are, your range. And maybe that's not – I don't know. I'm just trying to explain this. I the organization certainly hasn't been clear on exactly why, but right after the season ended, they were like, will you move? What do you think about moving? And he was up for it. So apparently they do not feel that Jose Altuve is good enough at second base anymore. They feel that that's more important than what he's going to bring with the no experience in left field.
And he is someone who has taken on the challenge, and we heard a spotter earlier in the year talk about how much fun he was having.
Can you stop? You just wanted to do that.
Hold on.
Did you just get some bad news?
Yeah, my son got in a wreck. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah. I saw his reaction when he was looking at his phone. It didn't look good. And then we got our answer there.
Well, welcome to my life, Lance. You know how many cars my kids have destroyed?
Yeah, that whole kids thing. Every day I hear something that's like, yeah, I think I made a great decision.
No kids is...
No, I made that decision.
Economically, Del.
Definitely. I'm like, I get people want to procreate and have children, but... job doesn't suggest that I should that I'm in a position that I should have kids. And then the actual reality of it all, listening to you guys, it's like, yeah. I think I'm on the right side of this one. I feel like
I feel like you know what, and especially if you're just not that big a kid, because I'm going to tell you this, Del, they're a lot of work.
Yeah,
there's
I imagine
a there's a lot that goes.
This man just wants to talk about Altuve and his favorite team, and I can hear him yelling. Through a closed door over the phone with language that can't be used on the air. So it's tough, man. It's tough.
Yeah.
I credit parents who do it and embrace it and raise great children. I don't think I got it in me, man.
It's a lot, brother. It's a lot. All right. So if you want to get in, since Lance has left, you're more than welcome.
Well, we got Mark.
Huh?
We got Mark. We can get to Mark now. He wants to talk some Astros, but okay, anyone else can get in as well.
What do you say, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I don't think there's an MLB player that gets heckled with more than Altuve. And this is just a random thought that popped in my head as y'all were talking about him moving to left field. Do you think him moving out there, him getting just heckled with and verbally abused by the visitor team being close to the left field line and the Crawford boxes, do you think that'll have any impact on him? I know he gets messed with when he comes up to bat, but that's few and far between. But him being every day outfield closer to the stands, do you think that could have any impact on him?
Well, I tell you this. I don't think that the abuse that he gets on the road has affected him whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Yankees have said, hey, stop. Fans have come to the realization, hey, can we stop picking on this guy? Because he kills us. He destroys us. So why let's stop doing that. I think it's motivation for him, if you want to know the truth. There is something to that, though. He is going to be a lot closer to fans, and they're going to be giving him the business everywhere he goes. He is the face of the scandal. But it doesn't seem like I think it affected Bregman. I think it affected I don't know anybody else that we know that it I think Bregman had a rough go of it for a while. I don't think Altuve's had any issues with it.
Yeah, I don't really think about baseball players as needing to feed off things to play, because it seems like, hey, it's you against another guy. Emotion, I don't know how much it plays a part in effectiveness, but Bregman's would be one of those outliers where I feel like he feels like he's all emotion at times, and when he's feeling great, then he feels like he can take on anyone at any time, and then when he's feeling down, then it affects him. And whether it be the carrying the bat up the line or was it the scandal itself, he has not been the dude who elevated himself to one of the best players in baseball since that point. So I think I may agree. I think he had to go out there and you know, talk on how sad and sorry we are for what we did. He had to put on that face, and if it affected him, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I don't know. He's taking that constant abuse. I mean, you're right. He's It's a pretty good point, Mark. At second base, he's isolated. He's insulated. There's not near fans. I guess fans on the first base line could give him the business and yell at him, but you're so far away. On the left, out in the outfield, you're hearing it. You're hearing it for sure.
And there are definitely some ballparks where he's going to hear it. And there are going to be things said that in a normal society, when baseball wouldn't go down. But in baseball, where you feel like you can say anything you want to a player you don't like, he's going to hear some things. He's probably heard it all, but he's going to hear it in a constant way without really anyone stopping it, probably.
You know, you're right. You would never say the things that you say to someone's face.
Yeah, like if I'm at HEB and for whatever reason something doesn't go my way, I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to lose my mind. But in a ballpark with some guy I've never met before who happens to play for another team, I will scream the worst obscenity. Not me specifically, but the worst obscenities will be screamed at him because what? He's great at his sport and he hurts your team?
Well, and he's that far away from you?
Yeah, and there's nothing that can be done.
Hit you. You can sue him because he's rich.
Yeah.
So all of those things.
It's a win for you. There's no downside unless he like really knocks you out, which likely won't happen.
Right. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance has temporarily left the show because Mason, I believe, has had himself a little accident. Here he comes. I know his headset were in an accident.
He tossed that headset aside.
Tossed the headset. No. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's ready to be back. He doesn't have to come back on until he's ready, to be honest.
No. I know he's not ready. Okay. Unless there could be vomit in the driveway when he gets home.
It's going to be blood in the driveway when I get home. It won't be there, but it will be there soon after.
So he had an accident.
Yeah, stupid ass.
Yeah,
I can't even talk about this in here because I'll cuss and then I'm gonna get in trouble with my wife. So I can't even talk about it.
But
what about Altuve suffering abuse and left? That's what we were talking about.
I don't care.
Okay.
Big deal. Well, let's take a break.
We can do that.
We'll be on time now. Okay, and we're gonna break and we'll have. Hopefully things will cool down just a hair. I know this, that if you have anything metal that you want to save, now, if it's crumpled up, you know, because it was just an accident or something, then that's different. But if you think that you can save this patio furniture, this metal, or these car parts, or these boat parts, maybe rusted out some, maybe the straps and the slings on your patio furniture are all shunkat, well, guess what? You can fix it. Houston Powder Coaters fixes all of that stuff. Houston Powder Coaters, again, if you buy something new that's metal, you might want to take it to them first. Before you put it outside or whatever you do with your metal thing, powder coat it first. And you know how long it's going to last? It's going to last a long, long time. And I'm telling you, it is awesome. And they're going to be honest with you. Houston Powder Coaters is going to be honest with you and tell you whether or not they can save it. And you should save it. Or you should just buy new stuff. I mean, Robin does this all the time. You send her a text, you send her a picture of it, and she'll say, well, sorry, we can't do anything about that. Or, yes, we can save it. You need Houston Powder Coaters. If you've got metal that you want to save or you think you can save, send Robin a text with the picture of it, and she'll tell you the truth. Free pickup, free delivery, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. They're awesome, awesome, awesome. You need anything powder coated, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here on ESPN. 713-780-3776. It is 8:31, so come on in. We got an hour and a half left of the show. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome. Del, let's play the Bill Belichick thing. And he's not wrong, but Bill Belichick, he played in that division. He had basically most of his time. They did have a run there with Mark Sanchez, where the Jets were okay, made it to the AFC Championship game. But for the most part, Bill Belichick had his way with that division. And he gave the Jets a little, hey, you know what? It's a little unfair. He had Tom Brady, right? He had Tom Brady while the Jets have run through a myriad of mediocre quarterbacks.
Yeah, and when he lost Tom Brady, he went to Cam Newton and Mac Jones. And how did that work out for him?
Right. And when he didn't have Tom Brady, look at his record. He was like the Jets. He was just like the Jets when he didn't have Tom Brady. But I wonder if there's something to this, though. Here's Bill Belichick on former Jets quarterbacks actually playing pretty well.
How do you find a quarterback?
Well, you might take a look at the ones that the Jets have released, Geno Smith and Sam Darnold. They've done pretty well. I think there are quarterbacks like that. You know, Mayfield is an example. Geno Smith's an example. Sam Darnold's an example. Even Russell Wilson this year were guys that nobody really wanted, and they've played pretty well. I think that teams will evaluate those opportunities as well. And honestly, the cost on those players is a lot less than some of the guys who are making in the $50 million range. You know, I mean, Jameis Winston's another guy that, you know, had a really good year when he played at Cleveland. Could he be a starting quarterback for somebody else? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure that teams are looking at that. And honestly, the Browns themselves need to look at how they did when Watson was in there versus how they did when Winston was in there, because there weren't a lot of other changes on the team. You know, it's not like a guy went from one team to another. That was the same quarterback on the same team with, let's call it, most of the other 21 players in place, and seemed like the team performed differently.
Okay, so how much of it is...
You pulled that directly off of TikTok?
No. Yeah. The person who pulled it directly from TikTok.
So how much of it is, okay, you were with the Jets and that's why you sucked then? Because the Jets organization is going to... It's just, you're not going to win. Or how much of it is, well, you know, it took some time for the guy to get good. It took a little time for Geno. It took a little time for
both
Sam Darnold.
Jets are a disaster, and it took time, you know. And it's good receivers around Geno, too.
It's rare to have what happened to the Texans, what happened to the Commanders this year, a rookie coming in, stepping in, and being really, really good right away. And that's in dismal organizations. The Commanders have been awful. The Texans were awful. The Jets have been awful. The Browns have been awful. Do you think the Browns would like to have Baker Mayfield back right now?
I mean, he wouldn't have done that in Cleveland.
That's the problem. Is it the organization, like the Jets organization? And the Texans were bad too, yet look what they got. They got CJ and he's playing well.
But he couldn't win with the Browns. He was with the Browns. He had a good rookie year and then it went down and he, you know, he had an issue with OBJ was terrible for him. He and Jarvis Landry, it was a bad combination for him. Those are big personality wide receivers. Baker, the Baker was immature. The city started to turn on him. Like it couldn't have. He wasn't going to get it right in Cleveland. He had to go somewhere else.
Would he be better now there?
I mean, if they had Baker now, yeah. If he didn't have the expectations of being the first, but he was always the first pick of the draft there.
Yeah.
But if he didn't have those expectations, and yeah, if you plucked him, if you dumped him in anywhere, he'd be a high touchdown, high interception guy who can make some plays and help you win some games and have some bad games. Yeah, I think so. But he had already, like, that's who he was over there with Cleveland. That was never going to change. And so, you know, he needed a change of scenery, and frankly, he got three changes of scenery. He had a game with the Rams, then he went and did nothing with Carolina, and then he got to Tampa. So it's not like it was instantaneous when he left Cleveland.
No, but look at the Jets. They can't even win with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's how pitiful.
Yeah, it's not the same Aaron Rodgers that we're used to, but still.
No.
Like, I feel like Aaron Rodgers would be better somewhere else. I really do.
I saw an article this morning, and I don't know that I disagree. Aaron Rodgers to the Vikings for 1 year till J.J. McCarthy's ready.
I mean, it's the whole Brett Favre. If we're going to follow on Favre's footsteps where they draft somebody behind you, you act like an a-hole to that quarterback. Like, Like, yeah. I guess Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if he acted like an a-hole, actually, but not to the quarterback, but certainly to the organization. Then you leave and go to the, what Favre went, Vikings-Jets, right?
No, I think he went Jets-Vikings. It's the same trajectory.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if that happened? It's like unbelievable. They would both be,
yeah.
It would be unbelievable if this happened.
The same exact route.
I would, if I'm Minnesota, I don't do it. I go with J.J. McCarthy, and I start his. I'm not having 2 years of his rookie deal.
Well, is he physically ready to do it?
Well, yeah, he just had an ACL tear. I'm sure he is.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about him being physically ready, but maybe he will be. I don't know, but I don't think it's a.
What about if he goes to the Rams after Matt Stafford gets traded to the Giants?
I just saw today that they don't think they're trading. They don't think they're trading Stafford. They want to ride one more year with
him. All right, that would make some sense. If they did, well, I'm not. I don't want Aaron with the Giants. Like, if you're Aaron, you don't want to go to the Giants anyway.
No. Okay. Who is out there that could be the next Geno Smith or Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield?
I think it's Davis Mills.
Danny Dimes.
I think it's Davis Mills.
You think Davis Mills?
And it's not because I'm trying to get a draft pick for him.
No.
Yeah, you're not?
No. But
okay. How could it be Davis Mills when those other guys started? Well, I guess he did start enough games. But yeah, it's been a while.
Started like
it's
2 years.
It's been a while now, though.
Yeah.
Well, Baker had some time off, too.
You're trying to get a draft pick.
Do you remember remember the game Davis Mills had against the Rams at one time in the second half?
No, I don't.
They
remember.
Were way behind, and then they.
I really don't
and
remember.
He had like three touchdowns in the second half.
Nope, don't remember
if
it.
Grade the flashes.
If I'm Davis Mills, I'm fine with my life. I'm making about $4 million. Man. I don't have to play. There's no pressure. Nobody hates
me. I need you out of here
for what?
For a draft pick. I'd like for him to stay, but
you don't want a quality backup.
I want a third.
A third?
You ain't getting no third for Davis Mills?
A third and a fifth.
Two picks?
Yep. What? And the fifth elevates to a fourth if he ends up throwing for more than 14
touchdowns.
You're
trying to get a kind of a Matt Schaub deal that Atlanta got for Davis Mills? Is that what you're looking for?
Two seconds?
Something similar or close enough?
Yes. They got 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
And Schaub actually was a pretty good quarterback.
He was worth 2 seconds.
Yeah, he was worth two seconds. He was a starting quarterback for a few years. Now, who's that quarterback now? I mean, the only one you could say is it's not Justin Fields. People will try to make
Danny Dimes.
I guess. I mean, it's not going to be Mac Jones. It's not going to be Justin Fields. It's not going to be anyone out of that draft. It's not going to be Trey Lance. I don't know that there exists one. I think Daniel Jones, people will want it to be Daniel Jones, and maybe it could be him in the right offense. Maybe you turn him into Alex Smith, you know, a guy who's good with his legs and is not going to really beat you. With his heart, if he can turn into a good game manager who can also run some, if he can become Alex Smith 2.0 with the Chiefs, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a guy out there that he gets to a new place. I mean,
well, who is it?
You're with the Giants and you can't, I mean,
all these guys you're talking about. Now, Geno was a second round pick, but Darnold and Baker, this is the first pick and what, the third pick?
I think Darnold was third pick.
Was third pick. This is a first pick and third.
What about Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, what about Pickett? Pickett could be that guy.
15th pick? What was he, 15th?
Yeah, something like that. 20th, I think.
Later, yeah, around 20th. The 20th.
But maybe it's Kenny Pickett. He's not. He only had 1 year. It wasn't a great setup.
Did his
setup.
Hands grow that I didn't know about? His hands grow? He's
got to play in warm weather probably. Maybe a controlled environment in a dome.
He wears gloves and he's fine. He throws with a glove.
No, he got little baby hands.
So does Joe.
No, Joe.
Does Joe have giant manly hands?
No, he has 9-inch hands. It's not big hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like the borderline. It's right. You don't want it to get smaller than that.
Joe's got such big hands. He gets his back blown out.
I don't know how those correlate, but sure.
I mean, don't worry about Joe, okay?
He gets his back blown out. Don't worry about him.
Yeah.
That would make me want to worry about him.
No. He's so manly that he blows the back of his suit out. Okay, that's what happens.
If you missed it, he went to some, I don't know what it was. Paris Fashion Week, and his suit was there was a cutout like he wanted to show off his back like he was a lady.
That's how manly he is.
He can have a known, let's just say, model who likes girls at his home.
Yeah.
That's how manly he is. Joe is turning women straight. That's how manly he is.
I mean, he's so manly he can get frosted tips, okay?
That's right.
How manly he is.
The manliest of men, Joe Burrow.
Does he have a nails deal, too? I mean.
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. All right.
You should really lean into, when you're complimenting Joe Burrow, lean into the fact that he had a woman at his home who has been very vocal on liking women on social media and dating them, and he had just her.
He turned her.
That's what you lean into, not he had his back blown out.
Oh, 713-780-3776. This is a lie. Great article from Country1037FM.com on the launching of Clay Walker's new Drive Me Smooth tour in March.
No way.
At the Texas true. Birthday
Who sent
Bash
you that?
Concert.
Who sent you that?
And the release of his much anticipated new single, Cowboys in Heaven, as well as a little of Clay's history. No, I think this is real.
Who, really? Drive Me Smooth? Well, I'd have a lot of respect for him leaning into that.
I know, right? Drive Me Smooth. Hmm? Yeah.
No, it's in multiple places. This looks real.
It's
announced. Real. He announced his 2025 Drive Me Smooth tour.
Wow. That is awesome. I would have thought he'd want to leave that. Let's just leave that.
He's known for a couple of things. Singing the national anthem at football games, whether it be the Titans or the Texans home games. Football time in Houston. And this. You can't have the football time in Houston.
See,
tour.
We don't. Does RJ have a?
I don't think he saved.
File. He saved. Drive me.
No,
smooth,
I know he saved
bleeper.
It, but I don't think he has a file anymore. He doesn't have a folder here anymore.
Drive me smooth.
Drive me smooth. What the hell do you think you're doing? It was the audio was incredible.
It was.
He was really not very nice to this bus.
No, he was a bad person. Yeah. Drive me smooth. Did you see? Yuli is with the Padres now. Do you know who's on that Padres team?
What is Yuli still doing here?
Yeah, Yuli's on the Padres now. Do you know who's on that team?
Fires?
Nope. Yu Darvish.
Oh.
You just got it.
That's he did right. With the Chinito.
Yeah.
He's the guy, is. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the guy. Yeah, Chinito, and he has.
Well, he already apologized. Just said it's not a big deal where I'm from.
No,
Yuli basically said, "Well, we do that all the time where I'm from. It's good. We're all good."
Well, and the question to him was, what about your history with him?" And Yuli says, "I'm really happy and grateful for the opportunity to be his teammate. I really appreciate the fact that he came over and said hi to me. You know, oh well." For those of you who don't know, Yuli was suspended the first 5 games. After in the 2018 season, because after he homered off Yu Darvish in the playoffs, he went over to the bench and he did he pulled his eyes back and he called him Chinito. And
is that the same game? No, that's not the game where they had picked up his tail, right?
I think that was the game he picked.
Is that the same game?
I'm pretty sure that.
Who did they? No, that was the last. Didn't they beat him in the last game?
That was a home game.
That was a home game.
Was it 5?
I think it was early. No, I think it was earlier in the. No, because it was.
It was that's. It was 2-3-2 the series. So which game? It was a home game. Was it 4?
It must have been. Yeah, I don't remember which game it was, but it was at home for sure.
I mean, 5 was the crazy game.
Yes.
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 What I've noticed is that
6 is the game I jinxed by going to it.
Well, that's on you. The vibes in spring training early is like, yeah, I'm happy to be here with you. I'm glad he came over to say hello. The Astros excited. Altuve is willing to do everything that he can to help the team win. The only place I've seen where there's actually strife is in Boston. Like everyone's Boston. Like happy to be there. It's great. The season's getting started. Boston, like, man, get this guy out of here. Devers is third. I play third. He plays third. And Bregman's like, hey guys, don't we just say the nice things to start? The season haven't even begun. Everybody else is ever Boston's like, let's get this going. We love baseball. Boston's like, get this cheating ass Astro out of here.
Yeah, I love it. They're not gonna. I wonder what. I wish I was there to see what Alex Cora had to say to him. because he had to have lit him up, Tristan Casas for Darvish was in game three.
Okay.
Home game. Yeah. Friday. Yeah. It was game three. And then Darvish again in game seven. So it was the home game, game three, where Yuli did that bad, bad, awful thing that were and hurt everybody's feelings. 713-780-3776 is the number.
We lost his audio.
John Schiller joined us here to tell us about what are we looking at for this weekend, and what are we betting on? But Lance, I bet you're going to get a good deal at Zadig Jewelers.
Yeah, you're going to. I was just thinking, there's no way I can roll this into my son's car accident because I don't want him buying me anything. He can't afford it. He's going to have to pay for his new car insurance, so he's not going to be able to afford anything. But I can tell you this: let's say you did something. Let's say you wrecked your wife's car, and you're in the doghouse. Great way to get out, Zadig Jewelers. Let's say that you're not in a doghouse and you're just having a great run with the girlfriend, the wife. Maybe it's time that you settled down, you got married. Zadig Jewelers has engagement rings, and a lot of people get engaged in the spring, right? So spring is going to come up, despite the fact that we're in the 20s today. Don't worry, we're in the mid-70s on next Thursday, so you're going to be good to go. And spring is in the air, and before you know it, it's going to be time for you to get engaged. It may be time for you to do that. Go to Zadig's. They're upstairs. It's a 28,000 square foot facility. Their upstairs is completely dedicated to the bridal process, and I call it a process because really that's what it is. I mean, when it comes to planning a wedding, it starts with a great engagement. You want to have a memorable engagement. Let's face it. A lot of times now, engagements are not low key. They're much higher. They're much more high key than anything. And so you want to do something that's showy, that's flashy, something she's going to love. They'll help you set that up. You want to do something a little more sedated, they'll do that as well. The main thing is getting a ring that makes sense for your budget, but really makes sense for what she is going to love for the rest of her life. And that's the Zadig difference. They have experts there who can really walk you through any process from engagement rings to luxury watches for yourself and all moments in between, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, Mother's Day, whatever the case may be. Is Zadig Jewelers. For over four decades, they have been the jeweler here in the city of Houston. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, it's Zadig Jewelers.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Quick segment. John Chill joins us on the other side here from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. Where does in your okay? We were talking about Aaron Rodgers. And does he end up, does Aaron Rodgers end up somewhere? And I think, is there any way that Aaron Rodgers cedes the power that he displayed? If I'm going to sign Aaron Rodgers this offseason, I'm going to tell him, listen, we're going to do it our way. You're not running this organization like you did in L.A., and sorry, but you're going to be the quarterback here, and we've got our roster, and we want you to run this off. And, you know, obviously – you have deference for a guy who's one of the best quarterbacks of his era, but you can't let him run the organization like this.
Well, Jets. He claimed he just didn't. Can't. He'd just say, I didn't. Well, first of all, I don't know what you've heard, but I didn't run the organization over there. You know, I just did my job. That's the first thing he'd tell everyone is that lie. I think there's a chance he doesn't play. I think there's a chance he's done. He may not get to make a grand goodbye. What I think he'll do is because there's not a lot of teams that make a lot of sense for him, and he's at a point right now where I don't think he's going to go play just to play. Like, he's not going to go to Carolina or, you know, one of those types of situations. Oh, go play in Tennessee. You know, I'm gonna go to Tennessee and play. It's going to have to be a place where he really wants to be, and that would be Denver, and they're not going to take him, and that would be probably one of the coasts. And, you know, the Chargers don't need him. The Rams, I guess, are going to stick with Stafford. So, you know, he doesn't want to play with the Giants. That wouldn't make any sense for him to go to the Giants. Well, how many places are left where he wants to play? He doesn't have to play anymore. There's no reason for him to play And frankly, another year like last year, it would be 3 years in a row, an injury year, a bad year. I know people can look at this. I've already seen people start to do this. Who is player A and who is player B? And they've done this new stat comparison where they act like Aaron Rodgers actually didn't have a bad year. Aaron Rodgers was not good. He was not good. Stop taking fourth quarter junk stuff and acting like it's real. They couldn't win games, and a big part of it was because Aaron Rodgers wasn't very good. Would he be better with another team? Maybe so. But I also don't think Aaron Rodgers, look, he's got his whole political stuff he does. He does Pat McAfee. He could start his own podcast where he has he gets paid a bunch of money. I don't think he wants to go somewhere where somebody's going to tell him what to do. No one's ever told him what he can, like, I don't even know if Cal did it when he was at Cal. He went from a JUCO, he went to Cal, Jeff Tedford, then he went to Green Bay, and he was there forever. And at some point, he became difficult to deal with for the head coach there. He was an issue for the Jets. Why would Aaron wants to do things a certain way? I don't think he's going to change for anybody. If he has to do it your way and he doesn't want that and it's not the perfect situation and it's not where he's going to live, why even play?
Yeah, well,
what money does he need?
I mean, if he wants, I don't know, because you still got that itch. If the itch is gone and you don't want to play,
you wait in midseason. There's always, could Aaron Rodgers join the Vikings with JJ McCarthy down? That's what it will be. I predict that he'll be the tantalizing midseason replacement for Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is hurt again. He's hurt his other knee. His back got blown out. Who's going to take over in Cincinnati? Is this where Aaron Rodgers ends up? That's what Aaron Rodgers is going to be, the knight in shining armor to come save a season this year.
Guess who thinks Aaron Rodgers could be a dream teammate, would be his dream teammate?
Stephon Diggs.
George Pickens.
Well, I mean, honestly, that
if
would.
I'm George Pickens, that's certainly better than anything he's had.
Should I pull up Russell Wilson's stats and try to tell you that he had a really great year?
Isn't Pittsburgh the one place that, at least that I can think of right now,
it actually would,
where that's a team who could win?
Yeah, it might make some sense. You got a veteran coach he could probably get along with who's comfortable in his own skin. Your general manager is not an overbearing general manager. The ownership is firm but not overbearing. The fan base is a loyal.
Could he just play football?
They're kind of like Green Bay of the AFC.
But could he just play football? Could it just be about football for him for a year? That's what Pittsburgh is looking for. Can we just have it be about football?
I don't think he can. I think he's got to go on and get his political shots in and do his like his Aaron Rodgers stuff he does. I don't think he can just be about ball.
I think Pittsburgh is a good one because they can win. But Minnesota to me is perfect because they are on the cusp of winning big, and I don't know what I want to give it to a rookie. I don't know that I want to put it in the hands.
At some point, he's got to have a rookie season. Like, then his third year would be his rookie year. Like, do you really? And then you have to make a decision 1 year later. Well, actually, at the end of year three, you have to make your decision if you want to give him a fifth-year option, and you will have only seen him for potentially 1 year. What if Aaron Rodgers plays really well and he gets another year? It's like that would be 4 years of no J.J. McCarthy, and you drafted him, and you gave up draft picks to move up.
Well, you're putting 4 years on it. It could only be 2 years, and some guys.
No. I'm saying four years.
And learning under Aaron Rodgers isn't the worst thing that could happen.
John, I'm saying – no, it'd be 3 years. I'm saying he didn't play last year. He wouldn't play this year. And then if Aaron got another year, he wouldn't play that year. Like, you'd have to make a fifth-year decision after he had never played for 3 years.
Or it could just go 2 years. Or it could just go 2 years.
Well, 2 years, he would start
his third year. And the first year he was injured. The second year he learned under Aaron Rodgers. And you know what? Let's go.
It's possible. I don't know if Minnesota wants that. Aaron Rodgers, you brought it up. Aaron Rodgers is known as a pain in the ass. And is he good enough to be a PETA?
Well, I wonder if there isn't. I mean, have you watched his documentary? Listen, he does a lot of introspective stuff, and I wonder if he didn't learn anything from this season about maybe I can't be the boss, or maybe I do need help from the organization.
I think Aaron's full of Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, he is. He absolutely is.
So I don't think, like, he can be introspective all he wants, but he also thinks he's way smarter than everyone else.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why he has a heart. His ego won't let him, you know.
Listen, there are a lot of teammates that love Aaron Rodgers. I mean, really love Aaron Rodgers.
Well, they're all wide receivers.
Well, yeah. Well, guess what? If I was a wide receiver, I'd love him too, which is maybe why Pickens wants him. Oh. All right, we got a break. We got John Chill joining us on the other side. I got Dream Rate to talk about now. I got Kent Jones, and what Kent Jones is doing for you guys is incredible. I wish I had Kent Jones in California to help us out with ours, but he has helped me out. And anyway, he's not licensed in California, so all he can do is give me some advice. Here's the deal. Kent Jones is going to save you money. Okay. Kent Jones will save. He has done this over and over and over for 30 plus years. He is a mortgage broker. And you say, well, I don't want to pay somebody to help me with my mortgage. Are you crazy? He's the guy that can help you save all. I wish I'd have known Kent Jones when we bought our last house, or even the one before that, because Kent Jones would, at signing, it's not only at signing, but it's the life of the contract, everything about it. It's not like you know about a mortgage. You don't know anything about a mortgage. It's just smarter to have a broker. He just knows everything about the business. He knows how to save you money. He knows when to lock in that interest rate. He knows the ways that you can save different fees. I mean, I'm talking about nice money saved, especially over the life of the contract. So don't do this yourself. Get a broker. 75% of the people are doing it wrong, not having a broker. Get a broker and get our broker, Kent Jones. 975loans.com, 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118, equal housing lender.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothes. Clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.